GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinthine world of crypto, where even the dead tokens don't stay down. Let's dive right into today's top stories, starting with a tale of resurrection and redemption. In 2020, the SEC wielded its mighty regulatory hammer against Telegram, forcing it to refund $1.2 billion to investors and pay an $18.5 million fine. The project's ambitious blockchain endeavor was seemingly dead on arrival, its token Gram snuffed out before it even hit the market. Fast forward to today, and the very ghost of that project has risen from the regulatory grave. The Open Network, or TON, has officially rebranded its token back to its original moniker, Gram. A community vote with an impressive 81.22% in favor sealed the deal, with no need for tedious migrations or swaps. Your TONs are now Grams, just like that. Same wallet, same balance, nothing else has changed. Or so it might seem. The real plot twist here is that Telegram is stepping back into the spotlight as the network's biggest validator. That's right, Telegram, the company that once abandoned ship under SEC duress, is now steering the vessel it once sought to launch. It's a fascinating turn of events that could either represent redemption or the makings of a sequel to their previous SEC showdown. One thing's for sure, the community seems to love it, and it's a move that speaks volumes about Telegram's intentions to be more than just a messaging app. In another realm of crypto drama, we turn to the ongoing saga of FTX and its infamous former CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried. While SBF contemplates the error of his ways from behind bars, the FTX Recovery Trust is still making amends, steadily pumping out repayments from its murky financial depths. More than $9 billion has been disbursed across four rounds, and today marks the crucial cutoff for creditors to hop on board for the next payout. June 16, 2026, is the record date for the fifth distribution round. The clock is ticking for creditors to finalize their claims if they want a piece of the pie come July 31st. But as always, there's a catch. To cash in, claimants must have their ducks in a row with one of the three approved providers. BitGo, Kraken, or Payoneer. Miss out, and you'll be left waiting for the next round, whenever that might be. It's a stark reminder of the enduring impact of FTX's catastrophic implosion, a lesson in due diligence for all players in this space. Now let's shift gears to this week's biggest revelations. SpaceX stole the spotlight with its record-breaking IPO. But it wasn't just the $75 billion valuation that got tongues wagging. Hidden within the fine print of their filings was the unexpected revelation that SpaceX holds 18,712 Bitcoin. That's more than Coinbase, folks. Not only does this underscore the increasing entanglement of crypto with mainstream finance, but it also raises interesting questions about how big tech firms view digital assets. Meanwhile, on the international stage, geopolitical tensions are simmering with the EU and Russia's crypto Cold War escalating. This, coupled with Japan's decision to cut crypto taxes, signals a potentially bullish shift that could invigorate the market in Asia. Yet while these macroeconomic battles play out, the NFT market continues to take a beating, shedding value like a meme coin in a bear market. For builders, these dynamics underscore the importance of geopolitical awareness and diversification in both investment and development strategies. As we wrap up today's episode, the takeaway for crypto jobs and builders is all about adaptability and foresight. Whether it's Telegram's bold return or the complex unwinding of FTX's financial fallout, the crypto space remains a field of unexpected opportunities and perpetual caution. Keep your skills sharp, your ears open, and your projects nimble. That's all for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.